This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In New Hampshire's presidential primary, two towns have an extraordinary streak. For half a century now, candidates who win Epping and Newmarket win the state. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gornstein reports.
In Epping, voters have predicted who would win the Democratic primary. In Newmarket, they've predicted the Republican.
We just know what we're doing. That's all.
Just average, everyday people. And it's usually, you know, we're the average, and, you know, the average usually is the one that wins out in the end.
Elaine Gatchel and Joe Denoncourt are just guessing why the towns have had such a surprising run. Mark Vallone of Epping speculates his granddad, Thomas Fecto, had something to do with it. From the 1930s to the 1970s, Thomas Fecto ran a popular little country store in town.
He was able to influence a lot of the people in town who couldn't speak English very well, but he could. And so he would work with them. A lot of them worked in the shoe shop, and they worked in the brickyards, or they worked on the farms. And you know, those were his constituents.
Not only did Fecto have constituents, but Secretary of State Bill Gardner says the man had a national reputation in Democratic circles.
Anytime any Democratic candidate was going to do anything in Epping, Tom Fecto would be the person they would talk to first. He was Mr. Democrat of Epping.
Mr. Democrat had met with the nation's most prominent Democrats since Harry Truman in the 40s. Vallone says his grandfather had a sharp political eye, almost always backing the primary winner.
He supported Kennedy in 60, Johnson in 64 and 68. He supported Muskie in 72, Jimmy Carter in 76 and in 80. 84, I don't know when we went in 84. That was the one. I know in 88 he was a big Dukakis fan.
Fecto hasn't been around for the past 3 to 4 races, but Vallone, who's also town party chair, has a thought about the more recent contest, too. He believes geography has something to do with Epping's stellar record.
We're halfway between Portsmouth and Manchester, and the Portsmouth Democrats are much more liberal than the Manchester, and I think we're sort of a mix. So I think we have a pretty good smattering of everybody who makes up the Democratic Party just in this small town.
The citizens in the neighboring town of Newmarket have been equally successful in picking the Republican winner. While the streak here is harder to explain, it may be more impressive because, historically, Republicans make up such an extremely small voting block in town. In 1952, when the record started, only 185 of them voted out of more than 1,700 ballots cast. But this tiny population has somehow, time and time again, captured the prevailing attitudes of state Republicans. Even so, Jay Dougal says GOP candidates never stop in.
John Edwards was here. Hillary stopped by for a cup of tea. It's kind of funny. I don't recall any Republicans coming through Newmarket.
These GOP candidates aren't the only ones who don't know about Newmarket's impressive track record. Most locals are ignorant of it, too. Though, when residents like Cynthia Harris do learn about it, they're instantly proud.
Do you think the trend's going to continue?
I hope so. Now I'm thinking maybe you're jinxing it. I don't know. I'm getting nervous.
You think I'm jinxing it?
Because now we know about it, and we're going to think, oh, no.
Are you feeling the pressure now to vote?
Yes.
Harris has a right to be concerned. In just the past 20 years, 52 other bellwether cities and towns have dropped by the wayside. And any statistician will tell you, Epping and Newmarket will go the same way eventually. With tight races on both sides of the ballot today, Secretary of State Bill Gardner is just going to relish a streak that's lasted through 14 primaries.
I don't know whether they'll keep their record, but they've been pretty good at keeping it, so I wouldn't want to bet too much against it.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Gornstein in Concord, New Hampshire.